heard rumors of it over the weekend. I thought myself, somebody rang me and said, did you hear that that Fine Gael headquarters had contacted Frank? And I says, no, I haven't heard nothing. I says, nobody contacted me regarding the same. I says, I'll wait and see until somebody does contact me. Because, fairness, Greg, we did have a convention about 6 weeks ago where I was selected to run. And on that night, we decided we would run a second candidate. And then, due process, two names came forward. And out of those two names, they were interviewed. And 2 weeks ago, Garvin Connolly from Killigarden was added to the ticket. So myself and Garvin had talks then about how we would divide out the Stranorla electoral area and about canvas cards and how we would do all that. So it was a big bit of a shock to me, I'm sure to Garvin as well, at the weekend when we heard these rumours, because the Deal branch, Deal and Foyle branch, which would cover the Raphoe, Lifford, St Johnstone area, probably one of the strongest branches in the county and most hard-working branches, they hadn't been contacted either. So I talked to them about it. They says, we heard nothing. And I says, well, so I was probably very annoyed about it then, Greg, that nobody had decided to contact either me or the branch.
Is there enough to this that you believe that, you know, there has been approaches, there has been a conversation? Because for someone who is an incredibly loyal member of the party and a hard-working member of the party, not always, of course, in the public eye, but I'd be privy to the hard work that you do, and on behalf of the party, and sometimes when you might disagree with it, I'm sure, for you not to be at least told that maybe we might fly this kite is unimaginable, really, I would to you, presumably.
Yeah, I was just probably very annoyed about it, and talking to other councillors over the weekend then and on Monday, party councillors, my own party councillors, they were annoyed about it. They said to me, what do you think? And I says, well, I suppose identity, it's a bit like we've seen in other parties, and the kind of headquarters makes their own decisions. And it's not good enough. And as you say, like, I mean, I've been very loyal. I've been councillor here for 10 years. I ran 15 years ago as well, along with J.G. Reid, and very proud to run along with him. I wasn't successful at the time, but I dug in there and kept at it and got over the line in 2009. And I mightn't have lit up the airwaves over the last 10 years, but I know I worked hard for the people of the Fin Valley and been loyal to the party and fought hard for the party on occasions when maybe it mightn't have been that popular to do so. So I thought it was only right that I should be informed if they were deciding to run someone else.
Now, can you...
councillor.
Yeah, of course, sorry. And that was a very important point that I spoke over. I apologise. Now,
no, you're okay.
Do you believe that there would be some merit to this, you know, geographically, tactically, you know, if the conversation had been had earlier and if you were involved in that conversation, could you see the logic in having, a candidate in that area?
Well, I mean, the last occasion we ran Bert Gilbreth in that area. On the occasion before that, we ran Stephen McNamee in that area. So there definitely is merit in having a candidate in that area. But that conversation should have taken place a few months ago, before the convention, and should have taken place then. If it didn't happen before the convention, it should have happened then before a second candidate was selected. I mean, to me, it's unfair on Garvin Connolly, who is my running mate at the moment. It's unfair on him to decide then to put in a third candidate. So, I mean, we ran three people back in 2009, but that was probably just on the fact that we decided we were going to pick one from each area, and Stephen McNamee was selected because he was the only candidate in that area, and then I won the convention. The sitting councillor at the time was Gareth Reid, and Gareth was added on, which was only right, as the sitting councillor. But on that occasion, we kind of split the vote that it could have went anyway, that we may not have got, in fairness to Stephen McNamee, got a very good vote at the time. Unfortunately, we didn't get over the line with two candidates.
If Councillor Frank McBurtie Jr. were added to the ticket, could you work with him?
Well, that's been, I suppose, we've been on a power-sharing council. We have worked together. But, you know, it's not just about, this is not about me, Greg. This is about the party members. I mean, I feel more, and I said we had a party meeting last night from the Snore electorate area, and as I said to them, as you are the people that selected me, you are the people should have the final say on who should be the second and possibly third candidate.
Yeah, but we know we've seen a pattern across Donegal, and you know, different parties do it in different ways, but it's not always a local decision. But what I'm saying is ideology, I should always avoid that word, for I can never say it, but do you believe that, you know, Frank McBurtry Jr. would be a good fit for Fine Gael in different circumstances, perhaps?
I mean, there's times in the past 10 years that Frank has voted with Fine Gael on different issues. There's been times that we have been at loggerheads over different issues, and that's probably, I mean, personalities are personalities. Everybody has their own identity. Frank has been an independent for the past, say, 7-8 years, so Frank does not have to vote with Fine Gael or Fianna Fáil or Sinn Féin on any issue. He has his own mind to make up on different issues, so those. As a party, we try to, on most occasions, we've all worked together and decided, made this decision on any particular topic that came up. We would say, right, okay, what way are we voting on this? Are we happy with that? And we would say, yeah, and that's grand, and we voted. But suppose this time we'd have went to Frank and said to Frank, well, what were you voting? And Frank would say, well, I'm voting for it, I'm voting against it. But there's nothing we could do about that. I mean, that's party politics, and that's why independents, there's so many independent people out there.
Exactly, and then there's whips and there isn't. And listen, I want to say that we reached out to Councillor Frank McBurtry, but just have not been able to get in contact with him since. Now, you feel so strongly about this that if it were to come to pass, it would really come down to a situation, and it would be, I'll put the point as bluntly as this, Fine Gael, you can have Councillor Frank McBurtry on the ticket, or you can have Councillor Martin Harley in the ticket, but you ain't going to have both.
No, I said at the meeting last night to my members, I said to them, I said, if it does come to pass, I said, we will have a further meeting where I will ask you, what do you think I should do? And I says, I'll leave it in your hands on that, because at the end of the day, they were the people that I'd be wanting to knock on doors with me over the next 7 weeks, and they're the people that...
Let me phrase it a different way then. Fine Gael may be negotiating with Frank McBurtry, but they should do so in the knowledge that you may quit the party. It's not beyond the realms of probability that you may quit the party if they progress with it.
Oh yeah, I mean, I wouldn't rule it out. I talked to headquarters yesterday regarding this, and I said to them, I said, I'm not ruling out. They said, "What? How do you feel?" I said, well, I'm not going to make no decision till you decide what you're going to do. But I said, I want you to know that I wouldn't rule out removing my name from the ticket, because because of the way I feel you have treated me, that I feel that you haven't treated me with the respect that I felt I should have been treated with over the last few weeks of you sort of making negotiations behind my back as a sitting councillor. It'd be only courtesy to ring me and say, well, Martin, we're talking to Frank, and this is not against Frank. I mean, that's fair play to Frank. I've worked hard with Frank in a local area capacity.
And I know you do feel. I know you do feel for Gough in this whole scenario as well, given the fact that you've had those meetings and what have you, and it is. But it could be seen, if it is the truth. And as I say, I'm still, you know, waiting for confirmation either from Councillor McBurtry or Fine Gael that this is the truth. I'm not saying it's not the truth. You know what I want about that? It's more than speculation.
Well, I do know there was a meeting with Frank.
Well, there you go. Okay, that's good enough for me. That's good enough for me.
I mean, I'm not trying to. Like, I'm just telling you what I know.
Excellent. I appreciate that, Councillor. Now, I'm not going to go that far down the road, but you're not finished with politics. If it came to pass, you would run as an independent. You wouldn't walk away, would you?
Very reluctantly run as an independent, because I've always been, from I was 14 years of age, I was a member of Young Fine Gael and Macro na Ferma Young Fine Gael. So it's been in my blood, and my brother Joseph had his name on the ticket in Donegal electorate to run this year. He wasn't successful at convention, but I know into the future either Joseph or his son Jason will, I'm sure, be on the ticket at some stage. But
Are we seeing a pattern here, Martin, of a disconnect between, you know, central HQ for these parties and what's happening on the ground. It's a very dangerous road to go down. You know, we're seeing it too. You know, there's been quite a bit of controversy with Fianna Fáil, potentially some controversy here with Fine Gael. It's not good for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael to be going down this line, because, you know, the hard-working people on the ground are aware of it, and it's like, you know, a slap in the face, and you just wonder what the motivation is behind it.
Unfortunately, Greg, just as you were saying that, it always remembers me of the first time that I ran, that I was talking to Senator Frank Fagan at an audition, talking regarding the first election I ran, and he says to me, Martin, don't be worrying about other parties. He's the only one that will stab you in the back, is your own.